Right, Richard, thanks for taking the time to bring us all up to date here at the Tandragee 100. And we know you've just been out in your first practice session today on the 1000 Suzuki. So has the Tandragee changed much from last year?
Yeah, well, it's dry this year, so we're having a decent run around. Wee bit of an oil spillage in practice, but it's cleaning up okay, so I think it should be okay for the race. Just having a few light problems with the big bike. It's a wee bit twitchy of itself, but I will try and sort it out, maybe get it sorted.
Good stuff. The Cookstown 100 last weekend, a fairly successful day for you with a second and a third place. But the question everybody's wanting to ask, Richard, is you led for 8 and 10 laps before surprisingly ended up in 7th place in the open race. What happened in lap 9?
I just run wide after the start and finish down into that hairpin at the end of the straight. I just run about 4 feet wide, just got the braking wrong. I was catching a back marker and I just lost concentration just watching the back marker instead of watching where my braking point was. And I just run wide a wee bit. On the next lap, I really overshot it in 6 times. My mistake.
So that was your first time on the PJOK and Transport Suzuki. How did you find the bike?
The bike was going really well. That was actually the first run I had on it. It was in practice and the bike was going really well. Just felt a bit light of itself. Totally different bike from what we had last year. You know, characteristics of the whole bike's all different. But we'll be still learning, I'd say, halfway through the season just to get the thing the way we want it.
So it was a very successful day for you in one way or the other. And full credit to the Cookstown Club, I think you'll agree it was a super meeting for a change for the Cookstown boys.
Yeah, everything went smooth, you know, with no incidents, good day. Everything went really well, and it was credit to the club that done a good job.
So we're at the Tandragee 100 today, and we're blessed with Mediterranean-like weather. Lovely and warm, sunshines. You were out last night on the 600 Honda, and I believe you're fastest in practice for today's race. So how did that go with last night?
600 Honda was going really well. Just again last night we couldn't go as hard as we wanted because of the oil spillage. But the wee bike was going really well. I was really happy with it. Me and Martin sort of, I was like, well, I have a wee couple of seconds of finish, and then I braked myself last night in the Bells Cross Road. So I was just doing a last minute manoeuvre thinking on last lap, last corner job. So I made a mistake on that, so hopefully I have it sorted for the day.
That's good, Richard. The big bike today here, you know, people are saying Martin's on a song at the minute, but you're never that far behind him in any race, and most often in front of him. So what race are you looking forward to today most, probably at the Tandragee?
Well, I don't know, particularly I like the 600, but it's just I'm still learning the big bike. As I said earlier, we just have to try and get the thing to behave the way I want it to behave. You know, it's misbehaving at the minute, so it's going to have to get a slap or two. But I'll be looking forward to the big race as well, so just hopefully we can bring her home.
Well, I'm sure you'll be glad to know that your good friend Davy Wood has made it to the Tandragee today. I was talking to him this morning down at the start and finish line, and of course Davy being Davy, he's thinking about the Northwest 200. He's panicking about having your leathers ready, and he has really dialed in for your Ritz and Suzuki ride at the Northwest. So Davy's obviously been a big influence in this particular ride. So have you anything to comment on that?
Yes, it's thanks to Davy that we've got the chance of getting the full blown factory Suzuki Katayama's bike. It's proved last week at Snellen, like it was the fastest bike out there. And then his teammate John Rawls then got the map on to sort out his race for the second race, and he won it. No, really looking forward to the bike. It's like a dream come true sort of thing. You know, you don't get the chance to ride a Rizla Suzuki every day of the week, and it's brilliant opportunity. So we grabbed it with both hands. Post thanks to Patsy as well for letting me, because he built me a good superbike as well. So, you know, it's thanks to him as well for helping me out too.
And one final question before we commence today's racing at the Tandragee 100, Richard. Will we see you on the top step of the podium today?
It'd be nice if I can get the braking right.
But other than that, we just hope you go out and have a safe and enjoyable day's racing, Richard, and we'll speak to you probably before the Northwest 200, where we'll have an update on what you've been doing in your practice session over, I believe you're going to England on Wednesday.
Yeah, if all goes well, if the boys don't do any ragging session around Oulton Park, there's a scheduled test to get a spin on the Rizla bike. I'm not sure where yet, but somewhere over there anyway.
Richard, thanks very much.
Cheers, thanks.